Well, you know, you've seen the big wood AM consoles that people had in their houses in the 40s and the, you know, maybe even into the 50s, the pre-television era. So, you know, that era of people that remember as a little kid gathering around and listening to the adventures of, you know, the Lone Ranger, you know, they're the ones that are dying and sending all these out into the world, and there's just nobody coming up behind that's interested. Few people that have a weird interest in them. The transoceanics are similar. They were kind of the portable radio of the day, and they were the, you know, before the transistor boom of the 60s. And again, the people that once coveted those are dumping their collections out into the market, and there's just nobody coming up behind to buy them. You know, there's a few select pieces. Like, if you had a spot in your house for a really, really gorgeous, console radio, I guess it would make a nice piece of furniture. And, a suitcase transoceanic is always a nice little guy to have in the closet and pull it out and let's do a ball game sometime just to kind of ooh wow the relatives. But honestly, aside from maybe having one nice example of a transoceanic and the jury's out on whether you got the place for a console, a floor console, it's kind of all a big shrug.